Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
Look, okay. I just never want to hear Bob Saget say the phrase, "This couch is encrusted with our memories."
And Sean goes, "Oh no, we went to L'Equestrius Lavernus Smith Junior High."
I'm cool. No, I'm not.
Because I knew you'd go right to the anus.
Well, too bad I did.
I've got a 17-year-old son who hasn't even got his license yet, and he refuses to drive with Jim ever.
Why did she use the word saturated?
Hi, welcome to episode 60 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
Man, I think Jim almost forgot that he went second.
almost did.
It's been a couple of weeks.
It has been. You wouldn't even notice, though. I mean, because I think we were quite prolific in the month of June, end of May. I mean, I think we put out, what, 4 or 5 episodes?
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Something like that.
I know you guys are all listening to episode 59. There's the dog.
Nice.
I'm still fucking laughing about that.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, we're up to 60, and here we are, what, July 5th, and ready and raring to go, and hopefully we'll get a couple in this month, and a couple more in August, and we'll do what we can do. I know one thing, though, and we'll get to it, but Dylan's schedule might be a whole lot more open now.
Hopefully.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you're saying.
Amongst other things.
What else is open?
This is bunghole.
That's for me. I was gonna say that's for me to know and you to find out, but obviously Jim just.
I don't want to find out.
He just jumped into that opening.
Oh, Jim jumped into the opening, huh? Wow.
I see what he did there.
Head first with a spelunking helmet on.
Oh, that would hurt. Yeah, you know he's into cave diving, so.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, but if you want to find out all about Jim's cave diving and maybe some trips to New Jersey, maybe some trips to New York, whatever we got going on coming up in the fall, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And you can follow us on Instagram to see pictures of Jim doing the aforementioned cave diving, and follow us on Twitter so you can get tweets from Jim about what he finds in those caves. And that's at JimsBBQPod for both of those.
Not only do I like cave diving, but you can also email me about it at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com. Or you could go straight to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
Yes, fresh. Some fresh meat for you. Don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim's
chagrin.
There you go.
Chagrin.
Chagrin Boulevard for our Chagrin. Cleveland friends. Yeah. All right, Dylan. Well, let's have you lead off. What in the world are you drinking tonight?
Well, Mike, I'm in a good mood, and
I could imagine
for a good reason. So I broke out something special tonight. I'm having 2016 Three Floyds Dark Lord Russian Imperial Stout.
Thank Shit, God that's what man. You said though. I thought you were going to say you whipped out your dick.
What? Wow. I don't have that kind of flexibility.
So, 2016, eh?
Yeah.
Is that the first one you've cracked?
This is the first one I've cracked. And it's fucking delicious, my friends.
Excellent, man. Well,
it's so fucking good.
What are you getting out of it, man? Tell the listeners, what are you getting?
Mostly chocolate. It's not, you know what? It's not boozy at all. Like, it's not hot. But that year did well for it.
Yeah.
So it's nice and smoothed out. There's no
Nightmare Lou.
Nightmare Lou.
Goodbye.
There's no alcohol burn. It's not vinegary. Like, I know some people say this thing tastes like soy sauce sometimes. This is just phenomenal. So what are you drinking, Mike?
Well, in honor of your good news, I decided to bust out a bottle of Founders KBS. It's actually this year's KBS, and it's actually drinking pretty nicely. Lots of notes of coffee, and a little boozy, not too hot, but it's drinking pretty nice. This is actually my second bottle of it tonight. I was enjoying it that much. I decided to have two. But yeah, it's just outstanding. I've got some aged ones. I know Jim got to enjoy some at Dark Lord weekend while we were waiting in line.
Right.
Not online, as you Jerseyans say, but in line. and this one's drinking pretty nice. I just had it sitting in the fridge upstairs for, I don't know, I think 3-4 months or whatever. Whenever it came out, I just put a couple upstairs and left them. Just going, I'll drink them at some point, and just decided to bust them out tonight. And yeah, it's drinking really nice.
Nice,
excellent.
Now you guys got my mouth watering.
Well, we know you do have a flavor for the stouts now.
I know,
but I'm wondering, are you drinking anything tonight, Jim? Or are you going dry?
I haven't cracked anything right now. I just
except his ass.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, surprisingly, like since the cruise, I haven't had any kind of soda or anything, pop, what you call it. But gonna try and keep that up, I guess. I've had lemonade and maybe some sweet tea here and there, but I haven't really drank anything. It's been mostly water.
There you
water?
Go.
Water.
Well, I know for one point you weren't feeling too well last week. You're feeling better now.
Yeah, last week, I don't know what the heck, if it was like a 24-hour bug or the getting back to reality, kind of catching up with me, you know, all that running around and whatnot. But, oh, man, I had a monster download and felt a lot better after that, though.
A monster download.
I swear, like, every time I've gone on vacation, like a big vacation, I come home and there's always at least one day. Like, it might not be the day after, but it might be, like, 3-4 days later, I'll have, like, a day where I'm not feeling well.
Yeah, it was, I think, what, like 2 or 3 days afterwards. I told you guys I went to bed. I slept the whole night.
You had me a little worried, actually, because I was like, we were chatting, and all of a sudden you disappeared, and I'm like, shit, man, I hope he's okay.
Oh, dude, I crashed, man. I was tired.
I'm tired. I figured. I mean, the next morning you were up and cheery and everything, man.
Yeah, I think I was even up early. I was up at like 7.
Yeah. Yeah, but hey, I mean, before we get to the trip you were on, I think we got a lead with Dylan's big news. And I think it's probably one of the best things for this podcast. And I mean, I'm sure there's people that will be sad to see him go. But I don't think we can be counted amongst them, Jim.
Probably not.
So, Dylan, what's your big news?
I'm leaving the podcast. No, I'm not leaving the podcast. They haven't given me the boot yet. Although, if I continue with my sarginess, they very well may. No, big news. Got a new job, finally. Holy shit. It's only been 4 fucking years since I graduated.
Yeah, well, you've been looking, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got a job as a copy editor at a local media business not too far from here in New Jersey, about 25-minute drive away, and I start tomorrow, July 6th.
That's awesome.
By the time you good folks out there in podcast world hear this, I'll already be slaving away in corporate America.
Yeah, I figured you would have had, like, started Monday or something, but look at you just diving right in.
No, I decided I wanted to make a good impression, you know? I'll just show up the next day and get it going, you know?
Gotcha.
I'm really psyched. I'm really excited. That's why I'm drinking this Dark Lord.
Yeah, I mean...
Hopefully the Dark Lord doesn't get me too bad, though.
You know, the way I thought about it when he told us about this, Jim, is one of the lasting impressions from his previous place of employment were all the adventures in the bathroom.
Right.
He gets to start all of that anew. There'll be new bathrooms, new adventures with the, in the toilets, in the urinals. There'll be all sorts of things that we'll get to hear about as he embarks on this new endeavor.
Well, there's going to have to be. I mean, I think wherever Dylan goes, there's going to be bathroom stories.
Wherever Dylan goes, poop will follow.
Wherever I may poop.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of where I went with it when he told us about it. I was like, man, you know, we're going to miss the bathroom stories. But then again, there'll be new bathroom stories.
Kind of like your brother's stories of his misadventures of poop stories at his place.
Oh, like the poop avoidance.
Yes.
Yeah. I actually do have kind of a funny poop story that has nothing to do with work. But yeah, I'm psyched. And the good news is that it's Monday through Friday, so it opens up my weekends. I'm still going to be working part-time at my other job for a few months before I'm, like, you know, settled in and financially stable at the new job. And then, you know, I'll probably still help out around the holidays here and there if they need a hand or if they need like an emergency closer to come in and lock up the store or some shit like that. But I lost my train of thought. That's what I did.
Well, you were saying that you may have a new, or you had a poop story, maybe.
Well, yeah, I do have that story. But it opens up some more time, more opportunity, maybe to see you guys.
That's true. That's true.
Be sweet.
And maybe the opportunity to do more shows all together live in the same room.
Yeah, live shows, not just at the Sanderson Theater.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe one's in Jersey, maybe one's up here in The Rock, maybe one's in Boardman, Ohio.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know what will come down the pipe.
So
but we know what will come down. We know what will come down Dylan's pipe.
Poop.
So I was in the city the other day and I stayed over in Brooklyn and I had to get back. I had to stay. Not that bad part of Brooklyn.
Hot and wild in the city.
I had to get back to Jersey for a party on Sunday. So I was up pretty early, taking an early train back. And, you know, I had stopped and gotten some coffee and a bagel. And after I had said coffee, I'm like, I gotta go. But my options were limited. And unfortunately, my options were limited to shitting in a Penn Station bathroom, which is not something I really want to do, but hey, you know, beggars can't be choosers. Luckily, it was early enough in the day that the bathrooms were, they were clean, or as clean as they can be. So I bounced in there, and I'm taking care of business, and I'm thinking the whole time,
this could,
like,
be that one time where you, like,
the fuck was that?
What,
Jim?
Jim, stop playing bullshit.
I didn't realize there would be an advertisement.
Oh, wow. Wow, Mike, I think he's already, like, he's already getting bored.
No, I had a song to play. Danger in the shape of something wild. Hear it?
Okay.
Good, but okay.
It was hot and wild in this hot child in the city.
Okay.
You don't know the song?
No, I know the song. I just, like, it's not necessary.
I changed the words and made it hot and wild in the city.
Oh.
Never mind.
So
waka
anyway,
waka.
I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, this sucks. Like, how could this be any worse? Like, how could this get worse? Well, I gotta say, the song MacArthur Park is already bad. It's bad enough that some idiot thought it would be smart to do a cover of it. And that was playing while I'm taking a dump. And I'm like, God damn it, this song is so bad. It's so goddamn long. And I'm just like, as long as I was in the bathroom dropping the kids off, this fucking song is playing. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ. So I finally left after, like, you know, what seemed like an eternity.
Jim, you know what I get out of this whole thing?
A lot of poop stories?
No. The things that cause such angst in in today's youth. A song that's playing while he's shitting.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. It's MacArthur Park. That song's terrible.
I don't even know that song. I don't even know who that does that song. I don't.
It's the fucking, I left the cake out in the rain. You know that song?
No.
You don't know that song?
No.
It's Richard Harris, I think.
Richard Harris, like the actor?
Yeah, he did this song. It's like, MacArthur Park is something in the dark. It's like, and then he talks about leaving the cake out in the, it's like, I left the birthday cake in the, out in the rain. It took so long to make, blah, blah. It's the worst fucking song. It's a song that you would expect the fucking town crier in Brantford to start break out. Oh, and there's the dog.
I more so love just having you sing it. This is great.
And did you hear how sorry he got when that ad played? When I thought that hot child in the city was gonna.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
He just interrupted it, man.
Whatever, dude. So got pretty angry.
But yeah, that was just kind of a funny story. And then my friend who I was with was just like, Jesus Christ, did you get lost in there?
Oh. Well, yeah, the song's like 7.5 minutes long. No wonder you don't like it.
So, it was really that long?
Yeah.
No, that he was in there that long, I'm saying.
I bet he was there longer than that, Jim.
What song played next, Dylan?
Oh, I don't know.
I think he does.
We're not gonna actually listen to this, are we?
This is like some hippie bullshit. The video is fucking weird.
Oh, I know what it is now.
This song sucks.
Yeah, it never ends, dude.
It's so bad. He's bitching about a fucking cake. Listen to the lyrics. They're just so bad.
It's really just talking about cake?
Yeah. It's so stupid.
Alrighty. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas now.
No, you gonna fucking send me like Richard Harris's greatest hits? I'll put it right next to my Bachman Turner Overdrive CD.
Exactly. MacArthur Park. The question I have, Dylan, of all the places that you could pick to shit at in the city, like you left the city early that morning, why in the world did you not shit at Tommy Bahama's?
Because I didn't see a Tommy Bahama's.
Oh.
If you're at Penn Station, you weren't far from one.
I know, but I wasn't going to go out of my way to go take a dump in one.
You would think after all the angst that you had about Tommy Bahama's that you would go out of your way to shit, like, right in the middle of a Tommy Bahama's.
Right on the table.
But if you shit right on the table, though, you realize you would have had to buy, like, one of their, like, $5 billion shirts that they have at that store.
I would have wiped my ass with it, too.
Yeah. Mm. You know what their policy is if you shit on it, you buy it.
Yeah. So...
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my big news.
Yeah, well,
it is big news.
Yeah, congratulations, Dylan. We're really proud of you here at Jim's BBQ Podcast.
Thanks.
You got the new job.
Can I finally get a raise?
Sure.
Awesome. What do I get?
I thought you meant like raising the roof. I started putting my hands up.
Oh, well. he can get a raise, Jim. You know what I'm saying?
See, you know what my goal is at the new job? is to start saying the word Sarge and everyone just start being like, what? And then eventually bring it out there and it'll just slowly start moving throughout New Jersey.
What if you get there and they're like listening to Jim's Barbecue Pod one day and you're like, whoa.
They're like, you're fired.
No, what if they're listening to it?
No, like, here's the key. So what do you do? Dylan, what do you do in your spare time? Well, you know, I like beer. Does he mention the podcast?
Ooh.
I do mention the podcast.
No, I meant like to those people, like at work.
Oh, right. Probably. I mean, my boss asked me about it, and he's like, can I listen to it? And I'm like, I'd prefer if you didn't.
Wow.
Or my former boss. Well, he might, you know.
He might want to now. Or, you know, maybe you can encourage him to now.
Well, I'm just going to expect to get, like, a text from him and just be like, Dylan, you're fucked up.
Maybe, you know, maybe he can play it, like, over the speakers at work. So all the customers can hear about all their shitting habits.
Nice.
Yeah, like the one dude just gonna be like, hey, that's me.
You have like your whole like
menagerie
band of merry shitters.
Bands of merry shitters.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, you know, they all have their place in Jim's BBQ podcast lore.
And... Oh man, I tell you, I will not miss. I mean, I'll miss the good customers, but I will not miss some of the fucking people that I had to service that place. My God.
Well, come on. I mean, I remember some of the classics, like the Micro Machine guy.
The Micro Machine guy.
The guy who talked really fast to you. He was a customer. Him and his, I think it was his wife. They both really talked really fast. That was early on.
Yeah, didn't they want a bottle of wine that were like you didn't have that wasn't even very good or something? And
yeah.
Yeah.
How about, you know what, now that you're no longer employed there, maybe some of the fraternization rules won't apply. So the guy that hit on you.
I was just going to say, what about that guy?
You know, he can maybe you can take him up on his offers now, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Possibly.
Maybe he can get you some good wine.
Jerk my beef.
Yeah.
Who else?
Truffle Mayo Lady?
I've never seen her come back.
Oh, man. And she said she was a good customer.
Yeah, I might have fucked that up, but oh well.
The Padre?
Well, he ain't coming back. We all know. Oh, my God. Imagine if I walk out of work and he's just standing there and he's just like, stop. You cannot let this young man enter into this building.
Oh, boy.
He put a hex on me so I can't actually walk into my new job. It's like, nice. No!
Who else? Oh, I mean, you got your shitters. You got the guy that put shit in the park.
Yeah, that guy. The lady who was drinking in the bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, they've run the gamut, man.
Oh, yeah. It's just all sorts of people.
The memories will live on, though.
Absolutely.
In infamy. If your boss ever wants to hear about all the stories, he can listen to, or your ex-boss, he can listen to Jim's BBQ pod.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can warn your new boss that, hey, you know, keep it on the up and up. Otherwise, guess where you're going to end up? On Jim's BBQ pod. In all seriousness, maybe you should turn over a new leaf and not talk about work so much.
Probably. I probably shouldn't. I never said anything bad about my old job. I just talked about all the weird, fucked up shit that happened there.
True. Okay,
so, Jim, where the fuck have you been?
Wait a minute. I need to ask a question first, though.
What's that?
When we were in Brantford, remember when Mike was laughing hysterically?
Yeah.
What the fuck was he laughing at?
The Uber driver? The Uber driver.
Really? So, tell you what. So since that episode came out and like the audio on it is shit, why don't we just explain a little bit about what everything was on that?
That was the one in Brantford. The audio wasn't shit on that one.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. It was horrible.
It's such a damn shame that audio didn't come out better.
All right, so. As if you guys have been listening to maybe the past 10 episodes or so.
I don't know where that book is. Oh, here it is.
Dylan's been doing these would you rather questions or these would you rather scenarios. And the one that came up out of when we were in Brantford that captured the imagination of all of us was, would you rather fuck a person with no arms or no legs? And we can't do it justice, as I mean, reliving it now. But I mean, as great as it was, the answers to it, I think Jim and I both went no legs.
Correct.
And Dylan went no arms. And his rationale for going no arms was so the woman that he had sex with could show herself out and walk downstairs to the Uber driver to go home. And it just it set me off on a fit of laughter.
It did.
Because the visual imagery of it.
The girl with no legs would have to, you just put yourself in the situation, whether it's a guy or a girl, the person who has no legs, and let's just say you're giving them the boot, or it's like, oh, you can't stay over because I still live with my parents or something like that. And why you're calling the Uber down and bringing more attention at that point is beyond me. But that was just a scenario I cooked up in my head just now. You still got to like carry that person downstairs and like, you know, put him in the Uber and be like, all right, get home safe. Buckle up. And man, I've never seen Mike laugh so fucking hard.
No, I haven't either.
Oh, it was funny though, because I got this whole image in my head of you carrying this woman down that has no legs down the stairs out to a waiting car, opening the car door, placing her in there, and then you place her, you kind of wave goodbye, slam the door shut, and she just falls over.
See, you took it to a little more fucked up level.
But I mean, you're the one. Your reasoning for it was the whole her leaving.
Okay, listen. Look, I said that because I thought it sounded funny.
Oh, it was hysterical, but
I did that more for the comedic value of it.
Whereas, like I think Jim and I both went because of the actual act, and you went after the act.
Yeah, you went post.
You went post-coital.
Post-coital.
Yes.
Well,
which was great. It led to a great moment in the podcast. Unfortunately, the audio on it is pretty shitty. I worked on that thing for hours trying to just do something with it, and it just. Anything I did, it wasn't happening. So, hey, we put it out anyway. If you guys want to hear it, it's a little rough. It's a fairly short episode, though. I think it's like an hour and 20 minutes long. You know, fast forward it and just listen to that moment. I think it's about 48 minutes in or so.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, just give it a listen. Give that part a listen. If you don't want to hear all of it because the audio is rough, just go to that part and, you know, check it out. It's pretty funny. Hey, you know, I wanted to give a little shout out, by the way. Liz actually recommended our podcast to somebody who was looking for new podcasts to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
So, Lynn, if you're listening, if you actually make it to this episode, which I don't know if you will or not. Hey, I just want to say hi. That's all.
Hi, Lynn.
Yeah. She's good people.
Cool.
So the word's getting out there.
We're gonna make it work.
Yeah, the virus is spreading. Let's say that.
There you go.
It's a virus, all right.
Mm-hmm. So Jim, we saw some pictures. We saw some of your adventures. I saw pizza. I saw food. I saw beaches. I saw all sorts of things that made me incredibly envious.
Blue water.
Yeah. So what was going on in your world for the last, what, 2-3 weeks?
I went on a cruise and took my daughter and her boyfriend. And we had a fantastic time. Went on the Carnival Magic, which... I know one of the things I think I forgot to tell you guys. And I asked about it because I thought it was kind of weird. You know how, like, when you have your mustard stations, when you get checked in and they go over the safety protocols with you or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, we went to the dining area was our mustard station.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know...
I'm sorry. Are you saying mustard station?
Yeah, he mustard.
Totally is. It's mustard.
Yeah. That too.
It's not like Colonel Mustard. It's Mustard.
Colonel. He kept saying
Colonel Mustard. Mustard. In the library.
Yeah.
He kept saying Mustard Station. I was just like, I'm like, what? I don't remember going to Mustard Stations.
Yeah.
The just Mustard let it Station. Go. Mustard.
Yeah. Mustard Stations. Yes.
ER, not ARD. ER.
I know, but I heard Mustard.
Yeah, you keep saying Mustard.
That's because that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. He's doing it intentionally.
The little things that bug Dylan. But
it's not bugging me. I think it's funny.
It was just weird. And I was like, why are we in here? Like, the other two cruises I've been on before, you know, we were outside and you got to see the boats and all that stuff. And they were like, oh, you know, I think that ship is like the biggest, smallest class they had or whatever. If that makes sense. Yeah. I guess they just bring people into the dining areas.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had a couple different experiences. Like the first two I went on and the one we went on in January, they made you go out to where the lifeboats were. The third one I went on, they had you meet up in like one of the common rooms in the ship. Like, I think ours was the dance club. And then you walk up to where the lifeboats are.
Huh.
Yeah. Yep. So
we just stayed there the whole time.
It varies from ship to ship, actually. A lot of the newer ships, they just have you meet indoors in, like, one of the common rooms because it's safer.
Right.
Because, you know, I mean, grouping people all together like that, especially, like, in June.
Yeah.
Like outdoor on a deck for like up to 30, 40 minutes is freaking dangerous.
I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think they found that they found ways around like just doing it like in a common room instead. They say, yeah, this is where you'll meet and then we'll walk you to your lifeboats.
Yep. Another cool thing was, Dr. E was the cruise director. He was much, much better than Eric.
Dr. Evil?
No, Dr. E. If it was a doctor,
was he taking ecstasy the whole time?
No, I don't think so.
Wait, was it E.T. the E-Man?
No, he Whoa. Wasn't there. That would have been awesome, though. He would have been all suave and debonair on the mic, though. He'd have been like, hello, ladies. Good morning from E-Man.
They're like, who the fuck is E-Man?
He's like, I don't know, but he was in my room last night.
Just every time you wake up in the morning, he's like, hello, it's me, E-Man. And then just down the hall, like people are like, yeah, well, every time he comes on, we just hear from this one room, what's up, E?
Yeah, and all the ladies be like, yeah, he visited me yesterday. But
and it was pure ecstasy.
Yeah, that's what the E stands for, probably.
I don't want to know what the D stands for in D-Man.
I see what you did there. But yeah, it was
probably Dookie, let's be honest.
Yeah. Dookie. Uh-oh. Dylan.
I think I caught Mike at a bad time. Oh no.
Shouldn't have taken that sip.
I shouldn't have. Wow. That went down harshly.
Sorry, Mike.
That's okay. Rule number one, you should never choke on KBS.
Nice.
Oh, my eyes are watering now.
He sounds all tuckered out.
No, my eyes are watering. Oh, God. Yeah. I'm glad the cruise director was better. Or was he just less intrusive?
I don't know about that, but at least he was more entertaining. Just Eric's voice got way annoying real quick. This guy had a personality and was pretty funny.
I always liked when Dylan would do the imitation of Eric. Yeah.
Eric wasn't a bad guy. He just got annoying hearing him every now all the time. And this guy wasn't on as much as Eric was either.
Were you really expecting at first like to hear hello, the voice from above?
Yeah, yeah. They must all have their own little catchphrases because Dr. E had his, and he did voices and stuff like that.
He's like, "Sup, bitches."
It was something like that.
All right. So a really good trip, huh, Jim?
Oh, it was awesome. It was weird. Not weird. It's a completely different experience because, you guys know how good of a time I had with all of us, but, it was just a completely different experience being with them two because, you know, I was the mic of the trip, I guess. So, plus there was times they wanted to go off by themselves. Like their actual technical 1 year anniversary was, well, we were on the ship. It was the Thursday. So I paid for them two to go to the upscale restaurant. I charged for that. So they went to the Italian place on there. They had an Italian place and a steak place on there. But, great experience. Like I said, it was just different. Like I couldn't even compare the two. Like they were both great experiences and both fun, but got something completely different out of both of them, which was kind of cool. Food, was pretty much the same. They didn't have those soups like I was telling you guys, which I was kind of looking forward to.
That's weird, because I've never been on one of their cruises where they didn't have the soups.
It was just the one night.
That's strange.
I think it was the peach soup, maybe? I can't remember, but they did this... Well, they did this, like, chocolate something or whatever, and it kind of had, like, a melty underneath it, but it wasn't the soup stuff. It was weird. I was really looking forward to those because I didn't try them except for that one night when we went. And I'm like, damn, mm-hmm. This shit's good. So I was like, I'm going to get that soup every time it comes out. But, the one night too, Jake asked too, he's like, you said we could get more to eat if we wanted it. And I'm like, yeah, I said, just get what you want to eat. Don't, you know what I mean? And he's like, no, you know, whatever. And he got it. And I think like the one night he got salmon and something. The one night him and Victoria got a salmon and something else. And he tried a couple different things. And, you know, I think there was like two or three nights that he got like an extra entree with it or whatever. And ended up eating all of it. He wanted to try all the different foods, so... He was big time into the food.
Did you end up going to the dining room every night, or?
Yeah, we were there every night.
Cool.
Except for the one night, like I said, they went to the upscale, and then I went to dinner by myself. Which is kind of funny, because they put me, I don't know if it was a bunch of other people by themselves, or like just a bunch of single people or whatever, but some of them were kind of rowdy.
Did you end up doing like the your time dining?
Yes, I did.
How was that?
I loved being able to, go whenever we wanted, because we went at all different times from, like, I think they opened at 5:45 to, you know, I think the one night we went at 8:30, like, all the different times the entire time, which was fantastic. But the only thing that I didn't like, and you're the one that brought it up, I think you said Liz mentioned it, was you lose that experience of dining with the same wait staff every night.
Right,
and having experienced that when we were there and how much fun and interaction we had with them, I think we lost out on that aspect of it. Like, the one night I think we sat with the one person twice. But other than that, it was that was lacking. So that I don't want to say disappointed, because I chose the, you know, my time dining. But
right.
I don't know if I would again because of that. It takes away from the dining experience.
Yeah, I mean, I know you can do, like, the your time and just request, like, if you had, like, a wait staff, like, the first or second night and you really like them.
Right.
Like, you could go, hey, I want to, I'm your time, but I want to have this wait staff.
We probably could have, but yeah. I didn't think of it until probably it was too late.
Probably not that big of a deal to you guys, really.
Yeah, and I thought of it, like I said, I think it was, like, Wednesday or Thursday night when I thought of it. And it was, like, at that point, it was already, like, well, why bother? And I just figured I could probably ask and they would, but we went on a couple different excursions. And when we went on that, they really liked what was their top one was the, hike through the mountain. And then you get to this area, it's, natural waterfalls that have turned into water slides basically. And, it's not like they were huge water slides, but you know, like they bring you up to the spot and they'll hump you up to them and all this stuff. And then you go down, and it was really cool. Water at first was really cold because, you know, just hopping into it, but we were so hot on the way up there. Like, I think Victoria got a little dehydrated because, like, 3/4 of the way up, she, like, threw up.
Oh.
Felt better after that, though. Made sure she drank the rest of her water and all that stuff because they give you water.
Right. Sure.
But that one was really fucking cool. We did a zip line at, I think Amber Cove we did zip lining, maybe. Or no, Dominican. I'm trying to think which that one would have been. That might have been the Amber Cove one.
Amber Cove is Dominican.
Okay. We did the zip lining there, which, don't get me wrong, it was really fun, but we've all been, well, me and Victoria have been zip lining before down in Hocking Hills in Ohio. And, I probably wouldn't do it again.
Okay.
I mean, if there's a group of people that wanted to go, I mean, it was fun. I'm not saying I would never go zip lining again, but, There was one we were back and forth on. It was either going to see this monkey thing or going zip lining. Monkey! So we decided to do the zip lining. And not that I wish we would have went to see the monkeys, but the monkeys would have been something we would have never done, you know, before. So, right. And then the
you
other
know
one...
Where you'll get, you know where you'll get to do monkeys? Or get to see monkeys?
Whoa. Hold on. I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah, doing monkeys is way different.
You know where you'll get to go and see monkeys, Jim?
Cozumel?
Well, no, not in Cozumel, but next year in...
Belize?
I think Roatán, Honduras.
Okay.
You'll get to go see some monkeys and some sloths.
Oh, you're kin. So, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say on the second semi-annual Jim's BBQ Podcast fan cruise.
Yep, for sure. But, yeah, I don't know if we'll go on another one next year. Like I was telling you guys, I pulled the trigger on this one. I didn't really have everything lined up for it, especially money-wise. But I don't know, you know, her being senior year next year and going off to school and all that stuff, I have no idea what next summer is going to be like. So I was like, you know, based off the experience we had, I'm like, I really want to go with her. Just ended up doing it. So,
but it was probably a good opportunity to do it, you know?
Yeah, it was. And the timing was good. It's just, I don't know if we'll do anything next year, but probably the year after that, they really enjoyed it. Maybe doing something, the Western Caribbean or like doing a completely different kind, like, I don't know if they'd be interested in like the Alaskan tour or whatever. Another thing that like me and Victoria talked about was going to Italy maybe. So I don't know. We'll see. There's a couple things that we do want to do, but I have no idea what direction, you know, how her life's going to take her and all that stuff. She's got to get schooling done and get focused on all that crap. And she got the rest of her life ahead of her. So, and then, the crown jewel for me was at least the snorkel tour with, Dawn.
Oh, out in Grand Turk.
Yes, Grand Turk was phenomenal. Like, just awesome. The island was cool. It's really small and whatever else, but we spent majority of it snorkeling because, you know, that was like I think it was a little over 4 hours we were out snorkeling. The first part they took us to, and what's weird is, like, remember how before I was like, it was only going to be us and then a couple people got added on? Well, the people that got added on didn't go to the second part of the tour. Like we did the, right. You know, I can't remember. He had two different ones where it was like the 2-stop and the 4-stop or whatever.
Right.
So other people did the 2-stop. We did the 4-stop, but, the first one we go out to, and I didn't realize it, but having it known now, like the snorkeling places were packed because lots of other places take you snorkeling there.
Yeah. I mean, there was at least when I was researching it, I think at least 3 or 4 other companies on the island.
Right. Well, yeah, there's, yeah. I think each, the 2 stops we made with the other people, I think there were at least 3 to 4 other boats on both of them.
Right.
Which, don't get me wrong, it was packed, but it wasn't like you're bumping into each other.
Sure. I mean, they're probably carrying anywhere between, I mean, what, like 5 to 20 people probably at
right.
the most.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the second one we did, there's this wall. It's called the wall where mm-hmm. you basically you're snorkeling and all of a sudden it just fucking drops like thousands of feet. You can like see it like the bottom of the ocean, like all the coral and everything. And then it's just fucking gone. and I guess the whales go through there and all kind of other stuff. But I mean, both
That'd
of those
kind of neat.
It was really cool. But you know, that one and the other one too. I mean, the fish know they get the people are out there. They're as domesticated as they're gonna be for fish. You know, right. they're not afraid of the people. And like the second one, where they gave us all this like bread and a water bottle, and then you just fill the water bottle and you squeeze it, and the fish just come right up and eat it. And I mean, just at one point, I think there was like 40 fish trying to eat out of the bread out of the water bottles. It just it got crazy, like, and you had to move. There were so many fish. Those were cool. Then we went to the spot and did some conch diving to get some conch. So we each got a shell to bring back. That was cool too. I still got a bleach and shellac them too, but did that. I actually tried some conch salad with some raw conch, and then they bring you up.
It sounds very close to something else. I'm just saying.
I'm just making sure I pronounce it so you don't get too excited. And then
yeah, it's a good thing there's an N in the middle of that word.
Yeah. And the last stop they bring you up to is where the stingray are. And literally, we pulled up in the boat. We were the only ones there. And the stingray just kind of starts swimming up because they know, you know.
They know they're going to get fed.
Right. They know they're getting some conch. And they showed us, like, how they crack them open and take the conch out and, like, what parts the meat and what parts the waste. They threw the waste out the stingray. He caught one and let us, you know, hold it and touch the top and bottom and all that good stuff. But it was just really cool experience. You know, we went to the round to the other side of the island. He showed us the island where that Bill Gates bought. Just a really cool excursion.
And yeah. I gotta tell you, I mean, I shared some of your pictures in our cruise group, and I was talking with Chris and Melissa, and all of us were quite jealous that you were able to do that tour.
Oh,
after our experience in January.
Yeah, I've been at Grand Turk. I mean, that was the closest we got to that was canceled. But yeah. Oh, what a beautiful stop! Not, you know, it just it was something else. But
Everything I've seen, it looks amazing.
It really is, and I got a bunch of pictures I need to post in the group too, just so everybody can see them. But I just haven't done it yet. But it just overall great experience. And then we did the St. Thomas Cookie Beach.
I got right.
My Caribbean jerk wings that weren't nowhere near as good as last time. But it was weird, though, because, like, the beach was real smooth. And you know how, like, right at the beginning where we got in when we were there, it was real rocky and everything?
It may have been, like, the type of tide or something like that, you know?
That's the only thing I can figure, because it was, like, sandy the whole way down. Either that or the time of the year, maybe. Who knows? But
right. That's right. Yeah, that's kind of what I was referring to.
But, you know, we got the snorkels there, and, you know, they went out snorkeling, and me and Victoria went snorkeling a little bit there and had the dog bone and all that good stuff. But all in all, man, fantastic trip. So I got pretty much you to thank for it, and did the, you know, you did all the legwork for when we went and basically gave me all the input for this one. So I kind of rinsed and repeated, so.
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of reused the same info, you know?
Basically, yeah. It was it made it a great trip. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time, man.
Very
cool.
That's
what it's about. Well, you know, I really didn't do much of anything the last few weeks. I mean, I worked, and I binge-watched a whole lot of TV shows. That's about it. But I got a fun trip coming up in a couple weeks that after I come back from it, we'll talk about it.
Very nice. Vermont?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, cool. Sean and I are going camping up in Vermont for 4 or 5 days, I think it is. I don't know, like Wednesday to Sunday. What is that? Yeah, 5 days. So
nice.
It'll be pretty fun. And we're making some beer stops, you know, in and around the state, and going to a beer festival up there, and it'll be a great time.
Cool. I'm looking forward to those.
Yeah, a whole bunch of our friends are going with us, so it'll be cool. We'll have a great time with it. All right, boys. So, Jim, while you were on that trip, I don't know where I got this link from. I think it was, you know, no, I do know where I got it from. It was Teresa, former podcast guest Teresa Jones, posted this on her Facebook page. It was a series of
photographers. It was a series of photographs that this photographer took called I Fought the Law. And what it was it's 43 of the most ridiculous laws in America. And she made photographs of each of those laws. So the photographs don't transmit well at all to a audio podcast, but I thought the laws might be pretty funny to discuss.
Can you pop the link up in our messenger so we can all look at it?
I can do that.
Thank you, sir.
You both have it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. So the first one was, in Alabama, it is illegal to have an ice cream cone in your back pocket.
Why? First of all, why would you have an ice cream cone in your back pocket? It's going to fucking melt and get all soggy, as the picture dictates.
I don't know.
That is very interesting.
Like, what idiot got upset about this?
No. We need a law right now. Nobody can have a cone of ice cream in their back pocket.
Does Dave Mader live in Alabama?
Now he does.
Thanks.
Okay.
Number two, which I think Jim has maybe before.
Wait, I have the reason why. I guess people stole horses this way.
Oh, the ice cream in the back pocket?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I think if you do show full text, it'll, no, it still doesn't. You know, I swear I saw it. Oh, if you click on each one, it'll give you, like, background.
Oh, I just looked it up real quick, but.
Okay.
You know what? It really doesn't. Who gives a shit? Let's just...
Anyway, really peculiar.
Yeah. So, this one I think maybe Jim has been accused of before. In Ohio, it's illegal to disrobe in front of a man's portrait.
That's a weird rule.
That is, too.
But again, like, you know, how is this going to be reinforced?
I don't know, like you're in a museum or something, all of a sudden you get a little warm, Jim gets a little warm, and he decides to show off his vertical pepperonis.
But, like, okay, what if there's a portrait of, like, you know, your grandfather or something in your house, and you're like, fuck, I'm hot, and you just take your shirt off, like, how are they going to know?
Maybe there's more to the law, like, maybe it's, like in public places. I don't think, like, in your private residence this would... You wouldn't be able to have any photographs.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, if you had a photograph in the bedroom, then you could never disrobe. Even if it was a photograph, like Liz and I know we have a wedding picture of the two of us in our bedroom. If we lived in Ohio, I would never be able to change in the bedroom.
Now, if you lived in, like, the Harry Potter world where all the paintings are alive, I could maybe understand why this would be a rule.
Oh, shit, man. I never really gave that much thought, but apparently wherever you change in Harry Potter world, you wouldn't want any photographs around, would you?
No, you would not.
Those sick fucking deviants.
Why, they're alive?
Yeah.
Have you not seen the Harry Potter?
No.
Oh, yeah, like all the photographs and paintings and shit, they move and... Really?
Wow. Really what? Oh, really that I never thought it?
No, really? No, you haven't seen Harry Potter?
Oh, no.
Huh.
Wow.
I've just never been interested.
I bet you Victoria's seen them.
Nope.
Huh.
In fact, I tried to watch one with her when she was a little bit younger. She had no interest in it.
Hmm.
Well, these rules just keep getting more and more bizarre.
So, Jim crosses the border from Ohio into Pennsylvania. And, Jim... You can't do this anymore. It's illegal to tie a dollar bill to a string and pull it away when someone tries to pick it up.
Where at? In Pennsylvania?
In Pennsylvania, yep.
Hmm.
So you're just going to be committing crimes. Like it's a gym crime spree.
That was one of my favorite things to do.
Imagine, though, like if you undressed in front of a photograph and then you're naked and you're pulling a dollar bill away from somebody while naked.
Hey, Jim! You're gonna have to clear out. You're gonna have to clear out some of your private stash in the next one.
Well, you know what's funny about that one though? My grandfather lived in Ohio, but the road he lived on was State Line Road. Yeah. And literally the other side of the road was Pennsylvania.
Mm.
So I used to tell kids when I was little, I was like, I can spit from Ohio to Pennsylvania, because I could. But could you imagine that one? Like tying a dollar bill and undressing at the same time as I dragged it across?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute.
So speaking of spit.
What if you went on the state line and you stood on the other side and on the Ohio side and you threw the dollar across the way? Are you technically breaking the law? Because the dollar's in Pennsylvania, but you're in Ohio.
That's a good question. I should go try it and see if I get arrested.
We'll film it. We'll just have you arrested regardless. But...
Nice. Yeah.
Well, speaking of spit, in Arizona, you may not have more than two dildos in a house.
What?
Well, you got to lube them up somehow.
Well, I mean, why would you need more than two?
why would you need?
That's true.
This fucking well,
I would think at most, like, if you lived with your spouse, you would maybe need four, three. No, we'll go four. Yeah. The picture of it's hilarious, though, like, where they're in, like, the china cabinet with, like, the teacups and everything.
And they're all sticking out.
That's funny.
Okay, so this one.
What? Again, why? Like, what moron? Okay, first of all, again, what morons are doing this? And second of all, why is it a problem?
Number five, in Minnesota, a person may not cross state lines with a bird atop his head. So is that like crossing from like another state into Minnesota will get you in trouble, or crossing from Minnesota into another state?
Clearly, the only way that we're going to know is if we go on a road trip and just do all these things.
We should. It'll be our first Jim's BBQ podcast tour.
In Nevada, it's illegal to put an American flag on a bar of soap.
What?
Now, does that mean, like, you can't print, like, a little, like, you know, like, representation of the flag on the soap? Or you can't, like, lay a flag on a bar of soap? Or put, like, a little flag on a toothpick in a bar of soap? That's what the picture is. I gotta say, nice touch with this picture is the hair on the bar of soap.
I gotta say, it's gotta be printed. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
Because the sticking the flag like on a toothpick into the bar of soap, I don't think that's not on, that's in. You know what I mean? Like that's into a bar of soap.
All right.
See, this is the shit that I love about this country, because this next one is just like so outlandish that
fucking makes sense.
But it's Utah.
Why? Because it's Utah?
No.
How does this make sense?
Because you could have a violin in there and, like, be walking with it and have a gat inside the bag. Be like, bat, tat, 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 motherfucker.
I guess. I mean, it's
so specifically a violin, though. It doesn't say anything about a gun in the bag as well. It just says,
read the rule, Mike.
Says, in Utah, no one may walk down the street carrying a paper bag containing a violin. Doesn't say anything about a gun. So specifically a violin in a paper bag.
The one person... What I'm saying is you could hide a gun in it. The guy made a comment and said, I guess they misspelled vodka.
But then, like, okay, so I can walk down the street with, like, a tambourine then?
I guess you can have a tambourine in the bag, but...
That's just weird. A cello? A cello's the big one.
Yeah.
What's the little violin called?
Mini violin? I don't know.
I don't remember.
A viola? No, I mean that. I
think this next one, if anything, it just says something about the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah, this one's fucking weird.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say it's something to say about what Jim shouldn't do.
Nobody should do this
in Oklahoma. Well, what is it, Jim?
Oh, in Oklahoma, it's illegal to make love with an automobile.
Okay.
So how many people did that before they made it a law?
I would probably guess maybe one or two.
Well, all those people suddenly got up and moved to Utah because they were just like, hey, in Utah, it's okay. You just can't have violins in the bags.
Yeah, I think the better question and the thought process in here is how the hell did these become laws? Like, what?
You know, just think about it. I mean, this had to go through, like, you know, the American legal system.
Right. And why are they still there? Like, why haven't they been abolished?
Well, they probably will be abolished. Like, there's probably, like, you know, like a two, like a Half-Life on them or something. But some fucking judge was like, yep, good law. You did well there.
Some uptighties.
Well, then you think about the amount of time the people, the fair people in Connecticut must have wasted to decide that pickles must bounce to officially be considered pickles.
Somebody must have had a bad pickle when it didn't bounce.
Yeah.
So what the hell do you call it when it doesn't bounce?
A cucumber? I don't know.
No good, throw it away.
But if it doesn't taste like a cucumber anymore, then what is it?
Good question.
No idea.
God, like, what the... God, we live in a weird fucking country.
Yeah.
In California, nobody is allowed to ride a bicycle in a swimming pool. Again, why? You know, I'm really waiting for the one that's like, you can't ride a fucking unicycle on, like, the third Sunday of June.
I mean, I don't know that you can necessarily ride a bicycle in a swimming pool, so... But, hey, Dylan, you know, we were ragging on Jim and his states that he lives in or near for being on this list, but New Jersey doesn't go unscathed either.
Oh, of course not. In New Jersey, a person can be arrested for slurping soup in public. Really? I have to do that next time I go out and get some soup. By the way, I must say, it looks like she's eating vomit.
That is some hearty fucking soup that she's eating in that picture.
It's like the little dribble.
Ugh.
What the fuck? Number 12. In Maine, it's unlawful to tickle women under the chin with a feather duster.
I'm just picturing like some like guy in like a top hat and a monocle just running up and be like, woohoo!
I'm actually picturing in that role, I'm picturing Jim doing that.
It has to be like a sex thing.
Maybe. Oh, in Indiana, it's illegal for a man to be sexually aroused in public.
Everybody should be arrested in Indiana.
Everybody must be tucking their dick into their fucking belt line.
This has to be the fucking best one so far.
That dude is stacked, man.
No, not that the next one. Not the next, yes, the next one.
In Michigan, it's illegal to paint sparrows to sell them to sell those parakeets. All right, so you know that the origin of this is some really weird, like, you know, scam thing from like the 40s.
Oh my god, that has to be the best one so far, though.
That's so specific.
I don't know, because down in the heart of Texas, it is illegal for children to have unusual haircuts.
What?
And who deems it unusual?
Exactly, yeah.
In Maryland, hammering a nail into a tree is punishable by a $50 fine.
How many nails are in that fucking tree?
Yeah, no shit.
A lot.
In Rhode Island, it is illegal to wear transparent clothing. What the hell? Who wears transparent clothing?
I don't know.
Where are these freaks in this country? And like, who, Jesus.
That's pretty hot, actually.
That sounds great. All the good ones involve birds.
In Virginia, spitting on a seagull is punishable by a fine.
Like, when are you given the opportunity to do so?
They're always flying over your head shitting on you, not the other way around.
In Hawaii, coins are not allowed to be placed in one's ears.
Oh, so all those...
all those magic tricks go awry.
Yeah, exactly.
This list is pretty awesome, I would say.
It is pretty cool.
In Kansas, it's illegal to serve wine in teacups.
Duly noted.
Doesn't it kind of look like someone's pissing out wine?
It kind of does.
Such a weird, again, like, why? I think I've actually heard this one before.
In Kentucky, it's illegal to lick a toad.
Someone better tell Jared Leto to knock that off.
Why does all the Kentucky ones just keep coming?
Got two of them. Why am I
Kentucky.
No, this is number three. Kentucky was the last one, too.
Was it really?
I'm pretty sure. Hold on, let me go back and look.
No, it was Kansas.
Okay.
Well, there's the Dark Lord burp.
In Kentucky, it's illegal to paint your lawn red. Why? Who's wasting their time doing this? Says the guy on this fucking podcast.
So, I mean, it's Kentucky, so you're in the land of bluegrass. So maybe you can only paint it blue.
Maybe. Possibly. They'd kill people on the front lawn and then paint it red to blend it in.
Oh. Oh, no.
oh, boy.
In Wisconsin? That's where we're from, Steven. It is illegal to serve apple pie in public restaurants without cheese. Oh, yeah, wow. Bad.
Gross.
I wonder if you could still paint the town red, though.
I like apple pie. Well, I get to watch wrestling.
Dude, I wonder, guys, I wonder if... I'm going to have to ask the people I work with in Wisconsin. Be like, you ever got apple pie while you were out? Be like, yeah, but did you get cheese with it?
That's like a big thing in Baltimore.
Huh.
Except it's cheddar cheese. And it actually works pretty well. They like go well together.
Huh. Do you see, though, speaking of Brandon, I guess, I don't know if it was some kind of whatever higher court it was, I guess there was a couple of judges that decided that unless the state can present evidence of why he should be retried or kept in jail, that he gets to go free. They finally made the decision.
Oh, wow.
So.
Well, I know, I think I looked maybe a couple of weeks ago, and I think they're still working on putting out the second season of Making a Murderer. So when they do that, I'm sure we'll all watch it. And we might discuss it. We might discuss it some on the podcast when it comes time. And to all of those waiting for our Fuller House Season 2 podcast, keep waiting. It's probably nice. Not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think Season 2 of Murder, Making a Murder is going to have the same impact.
Oh, I don't think it can.
No.
I think now that the story actually has some, you know, light shed on it, you know, and people are probably following some of it, anything that they have in that, in any form of like a season two is just not going to have the same kind of impact as, you know, a story that was totally fresh to everybody. Because people are going to be like, oh yeah, this happened 6 months ago or 8 months ago.
Yeah, I just think they're waiting for that, what's her name, Catherine Zeller or whatever, to make her... I think they're trying to coincide it with something big, like her announcement or her filings, so they can show, like, all the things you didn't get to see that way, because you're right. Unless they do it, you know, give you something different, people aren't going to be as interested in it.
Yeah, because, I mean, once something becomes, like, hugely, like, news-aware, which that story has... The impact of having like a documentary about it is going to be kind of minimal, you know. It's kind of like the West Memphis 3 thing. I mean, you know, after a while, the regular news stories took over from the actual documentaries that they produced. So, it's great that, you know, they're doing them, and it's, you know, it's got like some entertainment value to it to kind of watch, and it's kind of interesting. You know, and it gets a little more in depth than the basic news stories, but it also kind of, it's also kind of like, it's hit once. I don't think it's going to have as big of an impact as the first one, you know?
Right.
But, hey, you know what? I heard there's more illegal stuff going on here in our great United States.
Probably some weird laws.
Yeah. So, in Arkansas, it's illegal to kill or preserve any living creature without a license.
That's interesting.
Anything. Yeah. What if you do it by accident?
What? Then
there must be no roadkill in Arkansas.
Then you go to jail, I guess.
What? This next one is out of control.
it's got quite the charge to it, I think.
Oh, I see what you did there.
So what is it, Dylan?
In South Dakota, it's unlawful to cause static. Which I imagine is pretty difficult not to do, considering it's a natural fucking phenomenon.
I probably think they mean, like, rubbing a balloon on the carpet and then sticking it to your head.
Like, purposely?
Also they purposely. Got a Geddy Lee lookalike to help out with this one.
Nice. Like, purposely causing static? Or, I mean, there's some questions there. I mean, what happens if you accidentally cause static?
I don't know.
So, Jim, what's the next one?
So, the next one, considering yesterday was the 4th of July.
Yeah, very topical.
Oh, shit, why'd it go back? Hold on.
Oh.
It went back to number one.
Well, while Jim's cycling back through them, in the state of Washington, it's illegal to paint polka dots on the American flag. Who in the fuck is painting polka dots on the American flag?
Some dumbass little kid.
Exactly. So what's going to happen to a little kid that accidentally or unknowingly, being unlawful, but unknowingly paints polka dots on the American flag?
Punishable by death. Also,
probably nothing.
I think the next one is fucking hilarious. Because just think about it.
In Colorado, it's illegal to have weeds in your yard. That is pretty fucking funny, because it's legal to smoke weed in Colorado.
So is it illegal to have weed in your backyard if it's marijuana?
Well, so wait a minute. What do you do if you have weeds? Like, those are, again, natural phenomenons.
You better get rid of them fuckers, Jim.
I guess.
Yeah. Better work on your yard some, huh?
In Missouri, it's illegal to deface a milk carton. Why? Who cares?
Maybe look at the milk cartons. What about the milk cartons? Think of them. What'd they ever do to you?
Oh, there's the milk carton.
This is a dumbass one, too. In Nebraska, it's illegal for a parent to perm their child's hair without a state license.
Oh.
That's fucking stupid.
What? You guys can read the next one. I don't...
I don't think Jim can get through it.
In Oregon? One may not test their physical endurance while driving a car on the highway.
So I can't be flexing my muscles and doing some curls if I'm, going 55?
That is correct, Dylan.
Okay, noted.
I mean, especially the one muscle you can't flex, you know, while you're driving.
Whoa, we got a rated R picture.
Yeah, I touched it so I could look at it. In Florida, a person may not appear in public clothed in liquid latex. This one has to be somewhat relatively new.
So, Jim, did you get arrested a couple weeks ago?
No.
So no body painting allowed there. Okay, interesting. Oh, that picture's disgusting.
But in Louisiana, it's illegal to gargle in public.
Hmm.
Yeah, tell that to Ron Weasley. In Delaware, it is illegal to wear pants that are quote-unquote, form-fitting around the waist.
So, Dylan, don't go to Delaware.
I can't wear any of my tight jeans anymore.
Yeah. None of your hipster jeans are allowed.
Well, this one just makes sense. Why is there a law? In Wyoming, it's illegal for a hairdresser to groom one's pubic hair.
Wait, her own or anybody's?
No,
anyone's.
Like yeah.
Oh. Well, that's unfortunate. So I guess you gotta do it yourself, hey?
Yo, who's this fucking picture of? Mystique from the X-Men? I remember she had red hair.
Yeah, like, who knows?
Well.
Oh my god.
The curtain matches the drapes, apparently, on Mystique. Huh. Know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
In Tennessee, hollow logs may not be sold. Why?
That law's bullshit.
Yeah, I'm sure they burn just the same.
Is that true? I swear to God!
This is fucking stupid as hell. In Delaware, it's illegal to serve perfume as liquor.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
Unless somebody was trying to make money serving it up as liquor. Delaware's got fucked up
laws.
Yeah, it does.
In Vermont, it is illegal to use colored margarine in restaurants unless the menu indicates you do. Okay.
Alrighty.
So you must, if you use green margarine, you better say so on the menu.
Here you go. Speaking of defacing, in New York, Mexico. In New Mexico, defacing rocks is a crime.
Huh. You know what's funny is there's a town in New York called Mexico, and as you drive into the town, they have, you know, like the sign, "Welcome to Mexico," and then right below that, they got cleanest drinking water in in New York State.
I bet you this law exists in New Mexico because there probably ain't a whole lot to do in New Mexico besides deface rocks. In Alaska, no person may drive a vehicle when there are three people in the front seat. What does everybody have fucking Cadillacs there?
I was going to say bucket seats, man. Or non-bucket seats. What the hell are those called, Jim? Bench.
Yeah, bench. There you seats. Go.
Is this really a law or is this just...
Back in the day, Dylan, they used to have like long benches in cars.
Yeah.
Like that would go from all the way across from passenger to driver seat. So you could potentially have three people sitting in the front seat of a vehicle.
I know, but it's just odd.
Yeah, some of these are probably dated.
Is this really like did this happen? The next one?
I guess if it's there.
I mean, it's
I don't know. I don't know how much accuracy these have on them, but I mean, it in Mississippi, Sesame Street was once banned from PBS.
I can only imagine why.
It may have been in some town or whatever or something like that. Yeah, you know, I could see it.
Oh, the last page, they're hidden.
They're all the same ones we already read, though.
Oh yeah.
Wait, no, this is a different state.
Oh, in South Dakota, you can't cause static either.
Yeah, that was a different state.
42 is the same, though.
That is. Well, we got some repeats
and
here.
And here's the last one. In Massachusetts, photographing upskirt photos can be considered a crime.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of lecherous.
All right, so we'll link this out on our Facebook page so people can check out what we're talking about. So if you want to play along or watch along or read along, you know. Have at it, man. I'll put that out there on the Facebook page right now, actually. Well, you can take a look, and when you hear the episode, you know what we'll be talking about.
A little
preview, if you will.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hey, Dusty.
It's Dusty.
Yeah, Dusty's back, man.
Dusty, we can't fucking shake you, man.
Oh, no, man. You can't get rid of the American dream. After all, yesterday was July 4th. In 1986, I wrestled at the Great American Bash. Dusty's a little drunk right now.
Did you invite Dusty over for dinner, Mike?
No. Dusty had some barbecue. Did I tell you I had a weird dream last night?
Please tell me.
Is it about Dylan's mom?
No, it isn't.
Thank God.
I don't know why, but I met a whole bunch of you out for lunch.
Huh.
It started out with, I pulled into a parking lot, and I just happened to pull into a spot that was right near a window, and I get out of the vehicle, I look, and Katie Seavey's sitting right there, and she's knocking on the window of the restaurant and waving at me. And I walk in, and... You were there, Dylan, and you were there, Jim, and I think Paul was there. There's a whole bunch of people there.
Interesting.
And, but you know what? The whole funny thing about it was a restaurant I would probably never go to.
Hooters?
No, it was Denny's.
Nice. I don't mind seeing me some Denny's every now and then.
Ugh. I might as well go dump it in the toilet. So, yeah, man, there's a lot of fucked up laws in our great United States, or there have been in the history of this wonderful country, right?
Indeed, there has.
There'll probably be some more fucked up shit coming down the pipe, right?
Did you guys you guys do anything fun yesterday for the 4th?
Guys kind of vegged, relaxed. Yeah.
It's funny, I went over to my parents' house. And, well, that's not the funny part.
Outside.
Yeah. Well, no, part of it was outside, but, they put together a nice picnic and everything, and my allergies were just kicking my ass. So, like, I was heavily medicated. I ended up falling asleep on the couch in their living room for, like, I don't even know how long, an hour, hour and a half or something like that. While everybody was in the other rooms talking and hanging out and stuff, I dozed off. Hey, but you know what? I mean, I mentioned watching a movie, catching up on some TV. Liz and I went to the movies on Saturday.
Oh, that's right. You said you went and seen Wonder Woman, didn't you?
Yeah, which is a little bit of a side note, you know, like the one movie theater here, well, there's two movie theaters here that recently put in, like, the reclining seats. Like, within the last year or so, like, they redid every single theater in their movie theater and put in the reclining seats. And it's kind of nice in some respects, but we did have an instance at the first one we tried to go to where they had sold every seat in the place except for like single seats that were like scattered throughout the auditorium, which I think that's kind of like the worst part about those theaters now is that the seats are kind of like reserved seats. It kind of leads to that, like, where they must have like so many
seats. They
must have so many seats that go unfilled. Now, to be fair, the seats in those places are a hell of a lot more comfortable than anything that they've had previously.
Yeah, we had assigned seats in the Wonder Woman when we went and seen it. In
was it like the reclining ones?
Oh yeah, it was an awesome theater. They even served you food there and everything.
Oh, like Alamo Drafthouse style.
Yes.
Yeah, that place is awesome. If you've never been to one, that's an experience.
You know, I went to one around here and I was pretty unimpressed.
Really?
Yeah, I really didn't. I didn't think too much of it. You know, like it was all right.
I mean, maybe with them expanding, maybe they've gotten too big for their britches or something. Because the ones down in Austin are amazing.
Well, those are like the original ones.
Well, right. That's what I'm basing my opinion on. I mean, I'm basing it on the one I went to, which is down in Texas. You know.
Yeah, the one I went to, just like very unorganized, kind of dirty. You know, a little expensive, which I kind of, you know, was gonna kind of expected that. I'm not a fan of like that whole like eating like a full meal in the darkness, you know.
That I actually kind of dug.
I don't like that. I want to see my food.
They had a pretty good beer list.
The beer was good.
They had a good beer list. They had decent food. I was able to expense the meal and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I was down there for work. Yeah. Yeah, so that was kind of neat. So we the first theater we went to, like we went out to eat near where that theater was. We get to that theater and they're like sold out except for like single seats like that were like clear across the other end of the auditorium from each other. So like Liz and I were just like, yeah, no. Like, cuz we kind of went like on a date night type thing, you know? So we drove across to this other theater that was across town that had like a showtime that was like, you know, reasonable for us to make and everything. And of course, Jim, it only took us 20 minutes to get there.
Everything with you is 20 minutes.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was legitimate. We're pulling, like, we get off the expressway exit right like at the theater where the theater is. And I point at the time in the van. I go, hey, Liz, look. And she's like, what? I'm like, 20 minutes. It was like dead to rights, 20 minutes exact. And so we get there, right? And you know, no problems there. They have plenty of seats available. We get the seats we want. We're sitting down, we're watching the movie. And, you know, like, those fucking superhero movies, you know, one of the other, I mean, it was a great flick, don't get me wrong. But they're all like 2.5 hours long. Every single one of them is 2.5 hours long. You'll never have one of those superhero movies that isn't, like, 2.5 to almost 3 hours long, right? So, like, I get uncomfortable after a while. Like, you're just sitting there and I'm like shifting in the seat every once in a while, just trying to get comfortable. So at one point, and this is the thing you guys are going to laugh at, is I go and I kind of like, I'm trying to adjust and I push on like we're on one of the aisle seats. Like the seat I'm sitting in is one of the aisle ones. I go and I push like on the armrest and all of a sudden you hear this like loud noise and it like separated away from the rest of the seat slightly. So yeah, I kind of broke a chair at this movie theater.
Not the first time you've broken a chair.
Oh no, and this was totally not on purpose either. Because yeah, I know it. I know at Carolina Rebellion, I made a chair into like a lounger. I just saw those pictures come up not too long ago, and that was pretty funny to watch.
Dude, but, it was so funny to just watch you just go get. You weren't even really aggressive about it. You were just like get her.
The chair. Well, now to be fair, the chair was already broken.
And the thing is, like, you doing that, it would have been really funny if staff had seen you doing it, but they probably were just like, fuck it, I ain't messing with that guy. Look at the
chair was already, the chair was already broken, so, I mean, I wasn't doing anything worse than just taking the other leg off of it.
I know, but it was so funny because you didn't try to do it in any subtle manner either.
Yeah. I was just trying to make it something that was usable.
Which you did.
Yeah.
So the movie was
it kind of broke the chair. It's just slightly separated. The armrest is slightly separated from the rest of the chair. Not too much. Not that it's even noticeable. Like when I got up at the end of the movie, like you could kind of push it back into place and not, I mean, you wouldn't even realize that it was like that unless like you like move, like pushed on that armrest away from the rest of the chair. You would have no idea that it happened. But I mean, other than that, that movie was so fucking good.
That was a good movie.
I don't often have high praise for a movie, but that was really good. And I know you guys,
I dug the shit out of it.
I know you guys didn't really dig Batman v Superman that much, but seeing Wonder Woman before that movie actually I think helped Batman v Superman's cause a little bit with me.
That movie's fucking terrible.
But like you could tie in some of the stuff in it with Wonder Woman, and it kind of fit.
Yeah, but it doesn't
a little bit
much to save the movie.
Right. I mean, a little bit here and there, but I still wonder. I mean, are they gonna fucking do something with Aquaman?
Like, yeah. Are they gonna give him his own movie? Supposedly.
I would think so if they're putting effort that they're putting into all this.
It just seems so.
I think they're using. Let's use that word lightly.
That just seems like such a bad idea.
I'm sorry, but like, I just don't think Justice League looks good.
No, it doesn't.
Aquaman looks badass though. Like Jason Momoa's Aquaman, I'm down with that.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it might be good, might not be, but I still think. Suicide Squad been the best DC movie so far.
That movie sucked.
I noticed, I think that one was on the HBO thing, Jim, so I'm probably going to watch that at some point.
That movie sucked balls. It wasn't as bad as Batman vs. Superman. It was a movie, but it was a bad movie.
Oh, sorry, Wonder Woman's better than that. It's the second best one, though, I should say.
Yeah, Wonder Woman was amazing.
Kicked ass. I really liked it.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one.
Like, the villains were good. She was great. I like Chris Pine. I like Chris Pine's little, his squad. They were cool.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot to like about it. Good action.
Even the villains were pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. The villains were very cool.
Like, the chemist woman.
Dr. Poison?
With the fucking mask or whatever the fuck she had on her face.
Yeah.
That shit creeped me out, man. And then, Mr. Weasley played the big bad guy, the...
Ares?
Ares, yeah. Yeah, Liz told me that after the movie. I was like, oh, shit, that was him.
That's not Mr. Weasley.
That's what she said it was.
No, it's not Mr. Weasley. It's Professor Lupin.
Oh, it was Lupin?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Actually, come to think of it, those two actors do kind of look similar.
Oh, fuck. I mean, whatever. Yeah, Harry Potter character.
Yeah, no, they were good. I liked all the scenes on the island. That was really well done.
Yeah. The island looked amazing. I want to go visit there.
Yeah, me too. It looks like a cool spot.
Probably for different reasons.
yeah, it was really cool. I mean, I dug it. I thought Gal Gadot was great. You know what I really liked? I liked that it actually like tied into the whole... Like, because I know a lot of people were comparing it to Captain America, the First Avenger. But that movie, like, I like that movie. It's fun, but it didn't really have anything to do with, you know, the war. Like, this movie very much had to do with, you know, the war and the horrors of war. I like that part of it, too.
And that was actually World War One, as opposed to World War II.
Yeah, I thought that was a nice, that was a good change of scenery. There's a lot of World War II. I feel like I don't see enough World War One stuff.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I dug it.
One might feel that way.
What?
He said he doesn't see enough World War One stuff.
You really don't.
Not really.
You really don't. Like you, like a lot of movies, they're based like in World War II. Like the one thing though that I found that was kind of interesting was like there was the scene in the town before it gets the mustard gas. Oh, by the way, spoilers if anybody hasn't seen it yet. But you know what? If you're listening to our podcast, go watch Wonder Woman and then. Whatever. But the scene when they're rescuing all the townspeople and all that shit, that so reminded me of like Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, it had some of those vibes.
It did. I was just like, man, this looks like a like almost like a Saving Private Ryan-esque type scene.
Yeah, or like Band of Brothers or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, good movie. Go see it if you haven't. Yeah, really good movie.
Yeah.
Good soundtrack too. Had that fucking theme song stuck in my head for like 2 days after it.
Was that was it MacArthur Park?
Oh no, thank God. Whew, dude, I'm fucking
Yeah, man.
I gotta do a little fanning right now.
It's a little bit of a steamy episode of Jim's BBQ podcast.
Ooh, yeah.
I almost contemplated sitting outside in the backyard to do this one tonight. Contemplated for a second, I'm like, nah, there's gonna be too many bugs out there.
Yeah, fuck bugs.
Yeah.
Fuck bugs? Fuck bugs.
Nice.
Yeah. So what now, boys?
Well, we've been gone a while. I do have to...
You have to work in the morning.
I have to work in the morning. So I don't think I have time for a game or a round of games tonight. But I definitely have a candidate for something else.
Oh. What would that be?
Well, I think Mr. Jim Edelson needs to intro it.
That's why I said, what would that be?
I could do that. Are you talking about... Sarge of the Week.
God, I missed that. I haven't heard that in a while.
That's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Gosh, you know, I'm trying to think. I think I had one like maybe a couple weeks ago that was that had bothered me. But I don't have it now in my head. I can't remember what it was, but
I think Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
There's a few things that have been on my mind, but I won't name them here.
Nice. I think Dylan should have the floor since it was a big day for him.
Yeah, man.
Well, my Sarge of the Week goes to none other than New Jersey's finest governor, Chris Christie.
Oh, yeah? Why is that, Dylan?
Because that fucking idiot decided to shut down every single state park and beach for the 4th of July weekend, and then decided, oh, you know what? I'm going to go hang out on the beach by myself. Well, he was with his family. But it's like, really, motherfucker? You're going to pull this shit? Are you serious? Asshole.
The audacity.
Ugh. He's the fucking worst.
The nerve. Terrible.
Now that being said, the best thing to come out of it was definitely all the Photoshop pictures.
Oh, like the one I saw you did today, or that you used.
I shared it with the group.
Yeah, yeah.
That being said, I am going to cobble one together. I got to find that picture of McCutcheon sleeping and put Chrissy next to him.
Oh, there you go.
I think that'd be funny. Pretty perfect.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude. Definite Sarge of the Week. I mean, come on. I mean, I know he's not the first governor to do it, but it's just like, oh, you fucking asshole. I'm so happy he's going to be gone soon.
Yeah? How about you, Jim?
I'm just going to give it up to Dylan. I can't really think of anything great off the top of my head, but...
I mean, you guys got to agree with me. He was a big Sarge.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, man.
We wrapping it up?
I still got quite a bit of this Dark Lord left.
Nice.
Oh, maybe we should do some bonus content.
Some boner content?
Well, let's see here. For every we'll do insecurities for every ounce of Dark Lord that you have left. How about that? Okay. You can't let that go.
No.
Ba-da-da-da! Insecurities with Dylan, Jim, and Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Snap into a Slim Jim.
Can you dig it?
All right. Question 97. What are your three favorite colors and why?
Wow, they have you multiple choices. I like this. Yeah.
My three favorite colors are gray, black, and blue.
Wow, that's fucked up because those are my three favorite colors.
Because I think I look best in those three colors.
I 100% agree. I'm like, I have.
Wait, you think I look best in those colors?
Well, you do.
Oh, I'm feeling.
Ow.
Oh, Dylan.
Maybe I should drop off and you guys can do whatever.
Ooh.
That's why Mike does the DDP yoga.
Actually, I haven't done it in a while.
He, so he can bend in provocative positions for Dylan.
Yeah.
When I was packing for the cruise, I was like, God damn, I have so many fucking blue shirts.
Yeah, I've got a lot of black and blue, too. My favorite color is purple.
Purple is a nice color.
I always think, like, too much purple, and I'm going to end up looking like Grimace. There's a certain level of purple that you can wear and get away with.
Oh, my God, that's so fucking funny. Or, like a Barney with really long hair.
Yeah. I love you. You love me. I'm going to kick your ass.
And knee. See?
I'd have to say purple, red, and blue because red
and blue make purple. I was gonna say, don't two of those colors just make that color?
Yeah.
All right. How you doing on that beer, Dylan?
I'm getting there.
Question number 98. If you were trapped on an island for 3 days, what would you take with you?
That's a weird question because, like, if you're trapped, I feel like you're not given the opportunity to bring things with you. But whatever.
Oh, you're 3 days, so you get off the island and after 3 days.
Is there electricity on this island? Doubtful.
Yeah, the island is whatever you make of it.
Wait, say the question again.
If you were trapped on an island for 3 days, what would you take with you?
Obviously an MP3 player and a library of Jim's Barbecue Podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, probably, like, a phone, like, a charger of some kind, a notebook, and my iPad, I guess, because you could do everything from the iPad.
I would take Dylan, Jim,
and a Zoom recorder.
And a Zoom recorder, yes!
I like that none of us are like, well, I would definitely bring like, provisions, maybe a pocket knife. You know, things like a fire starter. Nah, fuck all that survival bullshit.
It's only 3 days.
Yeah, we can make make something out of like a stick and sharpen it and catch fish with it.
Stab, kill, and eat Dylan.
Yeah.
Oh, we need a new host.
Yeah. Oh man, could you imagine that? He's on one of those spits. And we're like spinning him around. He's got the apple in his mouth.
wasn't that a topic of discussion in Brantford?
Was it?
Yeah, there's that picture of me where it's like I'm like posing.
Oh yeah, God, Jim's, yeah, it was
Jim's hand. You remember Ryan's comment for it?
No.
He's like, can somebody get my phone back? And you just go, where is it? And he's like, wherever that hand is.
Nice. Huh.
And he's like, I left FaceTime on, by the way. Oh, I was fucking cracking up. I love Ryan, man. He's funny as hell. Might bring him on the island. He might be an okay addition.
I mean, in all seriousness, like if I was, I mean, I'd love to bring you guys in the Zoom recorder so we could just record episodes. But yeah, I mean, I would think like 3 days worth of food and water. And then, I don't know, a tent.
Yeah, probably. I'd probably go with those. Like, realistically speaking, I'd probably
Shit, it's 3 days. You're on an island. You can fucking sleep outside for 3 days.
That's true. Well, I mean, unless there's, like, a storm or something. But, yeah, I mean, maybe...
And really, you just need water. You can live without food for 3 days.
Nah, I'd want food. Yeah.
You just eat nothing but coconuts. And eat so many, he would go, coconuts. That wasn't funny at all.
The way you said it was.
All right. Question number 99. Who is your favorite person and why?
Oh, Uncle Jim.
Uncle Jim's your favorite person. Wow. Because
he's always been there for me. I feel like we've done this question before.
Yeah, we probably have. Some of them repeat. Who gives a shit, though?
Yeah, Honey Badger don't care.
Yeah. I think I answered before. I'll keep my answer the same. I think my dad is my favorite person.
He doesn't like Liz.
Wow.
I love Liz.
Wow, that's such a tough question.
You can say Dylan if you want, Jim. I understand. It's okay.
I'm just making that noise again. I'm trying to remember what I answered last time.
He just farted again.
No, it was that noise going. Brrr,
no, it was not. I heard you fart.
Dude, I didn't this time.
I swear I heard you just go.
I know what Jim's answer is. Who is his favorite person and why? His favorite person is Tommy Bahama.
I do like me some Tommy Bahama. I do like his shirts, but I can't. They're so fucking expensive.
You know whose shirts aren't expensive?
Who?
Dottie of Dottie Kin's Ugly Shirts.
Very true.
You can get a nice shirt of nice quality from Dottie, and you know it's going to be a quality made garment.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Check out Dottie. Everybody wants a Dottie shirt.
Everybody.
I'm seeing, man. She's blowing up, man. I'm seeing her shirts all over the place now.
Yeah,
Even previous podcast host, guest host Chris wants a Dottie Kin's Ugly shirt.
I mean, is there anybody that doesn't want one? It's a better question.
Us
three all have one.
I was going to say Dylan, but yeah, he's already got one.
Yeah, in fact, we were, was it last, maybe it was last, no, this week, or no, maybe it's this week, I don't know. We were supposed to Skype or web something or whatever. Video conference, so we could talk about how she's doing my next shirts, like what arms and colors and.
You should totally come up here to pick them all up too.
I'll tell you what, there's gonna be 20 of them. I might.
20, holy shit, man! You're gonna soon have enough for an entire month's wardrobe, aren't you?
Yeah, I've gotta have enough Dottie Kin shirts, like my hockey jerseys. It'll be my summer wardrobe.
Yeah, man.
Dude, I love those shirts, man. They're fucking awesome. Hockey jersey in the winter, Dottiekins in the summer.
You literally are like the most Fred Flintstone person I know.
Well, that's kind of funny because one of the fabrics, and she doesn't have it yet, it's a Fred Flintstone fabric.
It totally fits too, doesn't it?
I would think so.
He's totally Fred. He's certainly not Bernie.
Oh, he's definitely Fred.
Yeah.
I used to
if anyone's farting, it's probably me.
I was going to say you're probably that little space alien guy. What was his name?
Oh, the little green dude?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Great Gazoo.
The Great Gazoo. Hello! I don't even remember what the fuck
the great,
it's
the great.
It's either that or I'm Dino.
The Great Dazoo.
Who else was there? There weren't a lot of characters in that.
There's Mr. Mr. Slate. He was kind of an asshole.
But I'm trying to think of other characters. You had Barney, Pebbles, Bam Bam,
Wilma.
Fred, Wilma, Betty, Mr. Slate, Greg Gazoo.
Dino,
that saber tooth that was in it every now and then.
And Fred's boss was
Mr. Slate.
The mustache was no, but like there was the other guy, like the foreman who had like a mustache.
Oh yeah,
right? Yeah, I can't really think of too many other people. that weren't just like random throwaway characters.
Alright.
You know, I'm really surprised they haven't remade the Jetsons at this point. Like, Will, like, I feel like Will Ferrell is like begging to play.
You didn't hear about that? Jetson.
They've done some Jetsons movies.
They're doing a live Jetsons movie.
Jeez, it's about time. Not that I'm excited. I didn't like the Jetsons growing up. I hated it.
I think it's supposed to be a TV show, not a movie. My bad.
They just did not too long ago. They did one with WWE, like a cartoon.
The Flintstones. No,
the Jetsons.
That's weird.
You got Fred Flintstone, like a year or two ago. Bam Bam, Barney, Great Gazoo, Betty, Mr. Slate.
Then the Jetsons is like the same show, except it's in space.
I like how Elroy got top billing, though.
But at least the Flintstones, at least, like, they did work. You know? Like, everybody in the Jetsons was just so goddamn lazy. Like, they had fucking floors that moved for them.
Oh, shit! Arnold. Forgot about Arnold.
Who's Arnold?
No, the paperboy.
I don't remember who that is.
Baby Puss was the saber-tooth cat or dog or whatever that I was talking about. Hoppy, I vaguely remember. And I don't remember Bird at all. I don't know who that is.
Isn't Bird like just one of the things in the house?
Might be. I don't know. I don't remember Bird at all. Hey, Joe Rockhead.
It's the phone. It's the phone, right?
Oh, shit. That's right. Yeah.
The phone is a bird, right?
Yeah, and then Hoppy came later.
Was it the record player?
Yeah,
that's what it was.
They used them as a phone or record player or something like that, yeah.
It's like whatever device they wanted.
They just used, like, random creatures for.
So who is your favorite person? Is it Fred Flintstone, Jim?
Oh, yeah, I love Fred.
That's your favorite person?
I always thought Fred.
Oh, nice, my favorite person? I don't know, dude.
We'll go with Fred Flintstone. How about
that?
Okay,
that'll work.
All right, so...
It's his arm back. It's not his daughter... It's not Kathy. It's a fucking cartoon character.
I would say probably it's got to be his daughter.
Yeah, I'd have to go with that one.
Yeah. How could it not be?
Exactly.
Dylan's favorite person is Dylan.
Mm-mm. Oh, man, I don't like Dylan.
This Dylan's list favorite, is bullshit.
Dylan's favorite person is whoever hired him at the new job.
I just found a list of... the best Saturday morning cartoons for mid-80s and 90s kids.
Oh. Maybe we should save that
for
next episode.
Let's hold on to that until next time.
No, yeah. I'm just saying I think the list is bullshit.
Well, we'll discuss.
All right, we'll have to.
Yeah. All right, so one more question for you, Dylan, and then you gotta get into bed.
Yeah, apparently.
MVP Kit's got to tuck you in and everything.
A little bit of beer went in. Luckily, it wasn't more.
She's gotta tuck you and Boo Boo in for the night.
Boo Boo.
Boo Boo kitty fuck?
Ugh.
Sure. I was just going Boo Boo like that's a stuffed bear. His teddy bear. I don't know. So question 100. We reached the century mark on the insecurities, boys. And this one's very important. How do you put your toilet paper on the roll? I think it means how do you put it on the dispenser thing.
Any fucking way it gets on there.
I'm the same way, Jim.
You gotta put it on so the toilet paper's on the top. Like, when you're pulling it so that the rolls, it disperses at the top, not the bottom.
Yeah, that's however it fucking gets on there.
Yeah.
Because when you gotta go, you gotta go?
No, it just doesn't matter to me. Why does it matter? Whether you pull it from the top or the bottom, it fucking still works.
I've noticed it tends to rip more if it's pulled from the bottom.
I could be very sexist and say whatever way Liz puts it on.
Wow.
Wow.
No, I was just kidding. No, I don't... Man, I don't really notice.
He's like, I use wet wipes. I don't even use toilet paper anymore.
No, I use a combo. But, if I put it on, I don't really notice which way. I wouldn't be surprised, like, if I put it on, though, and this is in all seriousness, like, if I put it on the wrong way, she would probably change it.
Oh, really?
Probably.
I'm going to have to ask her if there's a certain way it should be on.
What's that?
You should ask her if there's a certain way. She's probably going to be like, no.
Should I go ask her?
Is she awake?
She might be. She's off all this week. She took off. Oh,
nice. Yeah, ask her.
I'll go ask her. Hold on a second.
All right.
So,
what's the answer?
Okay, there's multiple answers. First,
wow.
Well, no, because remember I said there was a second part to it. It'll make sense. The first part is it's over. Like, it goes over the top.
Like Dylan said, okay.
Yes. The second part is if I put it on and I put it on wrong, she'll change it.
Nice.
Yes. So that confirmed what I figured was the case.
You'd think it's much easier to pull it from the bottom, though, if you were going to do it one way or the other, but...
No, it's easier to pull it from the top, because it's like it's just right there on your left, and you pull it from the top.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was her other point, was is that it's easier to reach.
You got more control over it.
Oh, Dylan should be wearing the I'm tired shirt.
Well, yeah, it's about that time, and I do got to go to bed.
Yeah. Hey, so, you know what? That closes out for insecurities, but before we go and Dylan gets his good night's sleep for his new job, you can check us out on Facebook. Hopefully we'll have more episodes coming down the pipe, if you will.
The poo pipe?
Yeah. The poo pipe, whatever pipe. The hash pipe. The half pipe.
The peace pipe?
The peace pipe, yeah. But you can check out all that information out on our Facebook page at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter if you follow us at JimsBBQPod, both of those.
You can email us to find out about our future adventures at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com, or just go get the episodes fresh from the girl at www.JimsBBQPod.com.
What? What?
Somebody.
What was that?
Somebody burped and it was like.
Oh, that was me. And then I heard you just go. I'm done. Like, I was like, you all right there, Jim?
That's weird. My laptop is like doing all sorts of weird shit. Like, it's like the screen is like flashing weird.
Oh, it's dancing. It's hello, my honey. Hello, my baby.
Hello, my rock. Calm down.
All right. Well, as Michigan J Frog would say, don't forget to also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
You dropped a Michigan J Frog.
Yeah. Much to Jim's
chagrin.
It's brutal.
Yes.
Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ. Where we always make sure that our pickles bounce.
Bounce and bounce and bounce.
Bounce with it, bounce with it. Diggy chicka wicky, bounce with it, bounce with it.
Bounce on home.
All right.
Keep going.
We'll see you guys next time, and good luck, Dylan.
Bye-bye. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, good luck.
So, are we going to be able to make some plans for... the fall?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, cool. I did find out one thing from my sister, that con isn't happening this year.
Oh, well, that...
Okay. Not that that really plays anymore.
You know what I think about that?
What? Well, I figured.
Hey, you know what?
What?
Nice. Me too.
You know what? If I did that, I might shit myself.
Yeah.
So we drive across. Jim will get a kick out of this. We drive across town to another theater that had like a showtime that was like, what in the?
Oh.
Sorry.
That wasn't real.
That was.
Oh my god.
Oh. Why did he close the door behind him?
I don't know. It's like he's out inspecting to see how this turns out.
Yeah, I know. So, on this episode of Mace Funkies... Jim and Dylan talk about sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes on Mace Monkeys.
Yeah.
That she's gonna be like, Mike, I was reading.
Oh, she said fuck off, guys.
What? Alright, boys, good episode, man.
Good job, man. Good episode, man.
Who's Axon?
Hey, Sandy, how you doing?
Hey, Donnie. Hey. Come on. It's Mike.
Yeah.
All right, the Dark Lord's done. I think it's gotten the better of me. I got to go to bed.
All right, Dylan. Well, you have a great day tomorrow. Let us know how everything goes.
It's terrible, guys. The real world sucks.
Nice.
All
right. Yeah, rock it out.
I know what I'm going to do.
I got nowhere else to go.
Yeah, rock it out, but not with your cock out.
Yeah, man.
Not yet. Oh, God. You know what? I totally... Did I mention this part to you guys real quick before I go to bed? Like, about the interview?
No.
You whipped your cock out?
No, but you might have to leave this in the interview. Or in the episode. I went in to interview for a different position because that's what the email said. And I get in there. I'm thinking, like, oh, this is going to be like a 2-minute interview. And I'm just going to walk in, walk out. And I'm talking to the girl. She's like, oh, yeah, well, we've gotten really busy and we're growing. And we have a position that you might be interested in. I'm like, oh, it's like a part-time position, right? And she's like, no, it's a full-time position. And I was like, oh, well, that changes everything. And, like, I go through the, you know, they make the offer. And I'm like, all right, well, how long do you need? You know, I just got to mull it over. Like, when do you need to know by? Like, oh, like Thursday. And I was like, all right, well, let me, I'll probably have an answer for you by the afternoon. So I go and, like, I met up with, my mom was around. So I met her at a Starbucks and we're just talking. She's like, hey, did you do the interview with your fly down?
Oh, you told us about that.
Oh, okay. All right.
You did.
All right. Okay.
Oh, my God, like, yeah.
Oh, no.
Wait, they asked you about it?
No, they did not.
Oh. So, how about this? Did you know the Scooby-Doo characters had last names?
Huh.
Yes, I think so.
But, so...
Like Shaggy.
Well, wait. You know, Shaggy's last name?
Rogers.
I feel like I did know that.
So do you know for certain that your fly was down the whole interview?
It was down the whole interview.
Ah. Do you think that's why you got the job?
I highly doubt it.
I think so.
That could be.
It's a distinct possibility. But I doubt it.
Shaggy Rogers, huh?
All right, I'm out of here.
All right. Peace out. We'll maybe add that as an Easter egg.
Possibly.
There you go. Yeah. Enjoy tomorrow, Dylan.
Yeah. Later. Good luck, man. Have a good one.